A new museum dedicated to espionage opens today. The International Spy Museum has a recreation of the headquarters of Felix Dzerzhinsky, father of the KGB. A chronicle of the McCarthy era.
Are you a member of the Communist Party? Or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
And of course, a DB5 Aston Martin, a favorite of Agent 007. All this hidden in plain view here in downtown Washington, D.C., and directed by a former agent of the CIA, Peter Ernest.
I'm wondering about the exterior. I mean, you have signs. You have no secret entrance. I mean, shouldn't you go into a phone booth to get in here, or?
Remember, if we had a secret entrance, you wouldn't know where it was.
Well, isn't that the point?
Ernest says the museum shines light on a profession that's profoundly influenced history from the shadows.
The idea is to give the visitor a sense that it's always been around, espionage or spying or some form of it, since we began recording history. It is still around, as we all know from reading the daily papers.
The museum displays pistols and dart guns hidden in cigarettes, umbrellas, tubes of lipstick, and they are not gadgets out of I Spy. These items are real, designed for assassination.
This was used also as an assassination device. It's two barrels, and by concealing those in just a newspaper or a magazine walking up to the victim, by depressing those levers on either side, you then create cyanide gas, which blows out into the victim's face, and of course they're startled, so the first thing they do is gasp.
You've also incorporated espionage as portrayed in popular culture.
Cold War was very much about intelligence, and people knew secret things were going on. And so there is this recognition that certainly people's perceptions of espionage very much are based on pop culture. And so we try and give some attention to that, the whole myth versus reality.
Maxwell Smart's shoe?
I can show you a transmitter shoe, but it was used for very different purposes.
There was a real transmitter shoe?
Sure, I'll show it to you if you'd like to see it.
Sure.
This was a very nice shoe, that's an English shoe, that an American diplomat wore as part of his wardrobe. Now, somehow, the opposition, in this case the Czechs, had to find access to those shoes. Put this small transmitter in the heel, put the heel back on. They then had to be, the Czechs, alerted as to when he would be using that shoe, wearing them. When they were alerted, they would have someone, let's say a maid or a valet or whoever, pull that pin, you see the pin in the heel there, out of there, and that activated the transmitter. So once the pin is pulled out, he has a walking broadcasting station.
While button cameras and code rings are impressive,
I think the spy's most helpful tool is the human brain, because one of the things about the tools, it's all in how you use them. They're not magic. You can't just put them somewhere and then all on their own they do things. It's how creative you are, how imaginative you are, how aggressive you are.
One exhibit follows renowned spies in history, such as American journalist Virginia Hall, who lived undercover in France during World War II.
She was an unusual person in that she had a wooden leg, which she had nicknamed Cuthbert, by the way. She was trained, she was parachuted into France, and she carried out her activities extremely effectively while she was there. The Nazis were aware of her presence. They had put out what we would call an APB, an all-points bulletin.
If they knew about her, why didn't they snatch her?
They couldn't locate her.
Ah.
Because what she did, she posed as, in effect, a shepherdess. She had some goats and things. She did farm work. So she was living right under the noses of the Germans.
Some individuals who aided espionage were big names. Baseball player Mo Berg, future chef Julia Child, and movie director John Ford.
There's a picture of Josephine Baker in which she's concealing almost nothing.
She's concealing almost nothing other than her secrets, which was that she was, in fact, very helpful to the French.
But for every Baker and Hall, there's also a Benedict Arnold and Audrey James, spying against their own countries for money or for ego.
And really, it's up to the visitor to draw their own conclusions about the value of what was achieved by that intelligence operation, or the harm that was done. Because, I mean, spies include some of the greatest rogues and criminals in history, but they also include some of the most brave and dedicated men and women in history as well.
Peter Ernest, director of the International Spy Museum, which opens today here in Washington, D.C.